Welcome to PITGO Happenings. I'm your host, Diana McFarland. I'm here to give you a front row view of county government. Greetings, listeners. Welcome to the program. Today we are visiting with Mandy Dolan. She is a Pittsylvania County Extension agent with 4-H Youth Development, and she is here to talk about the Pittsylvania Caswell Youth Livestock Show coming up this weekend at the Old Dominion Agricultural Center. And we are here today at the Old Dominion Agricultural Center, also known as ODAC, right in front of a table full of all kinds of colorful ribbons. So I imagine that Mandy is getting ready for the show coming up. So welcome to the program, Mandy.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you today.
Now, before we talk about the livestock show, can you tell us a little bit about the work you do with 4-H?
Sure. I have been the 4-H Extension agent here in Pennsylvania County for 10 years. I have a passion for working with youth and having the opportunity to make a difference in their lives. And we do that through four primary delivery modes. We do in-school programs, after-school programs, clubs, and camps. And then I like to throw in a fifth one is just some special events that happen throughout the year.
Would this qualify as a special event, the livestock show?
Absolutely.
I understand this is a big deal for the kids.
It is, and it takes the full year to plan for it. We have a great committee and board that works throughout the year to get our plans together and come together for the sake of the kids to learn and grow through livestock.
I know Pennsylvania and Caswell Youth participate. How did that partnership come about?
The Pennsylvania Caswell Youth Livestock Association first came about in 1948. It was originally held at the Woodlawn Stables in Chatham. It was not until 1960 or so that the name changed to the Danville Area Junior Livestock Show and Sale, which then welcomed Caswell County and the surrounding area. We've had a strong partnership ever since then.
Oh, so that's been around quite a while.
It has.
So this year, how many youth are participating and what age groups does that include?
We have 75 total exhibitors registered for our 2024 show. We have an age range from 5 to 18. So our 5 to 8-year-olds are considered our peewee exhibitors. They are non-competitive and they get the opportunity to show goats and lambs. And then our members 9 to 18 are our 4-H and FFA members, and they can show cattle, hogs, goats, and lambs, and they are competitive.
Okay. So let's start with the peewee group?
Peewees, yep.
I guess they get goats and lambs because they're easier to handle?
They are, yes. It's easier for the younger ones to handle a smaller animal in the ring. It's also a little safer and allows us more hands-on with the individuals in the ring to help monitor and keep everybody safe.
So how does a 5-year-old to 8-year-old train for this kind of event?
We like to say they train the same way that our older ones would, just with a little more supervision and a little bit more help from the parents. They're putting in the same amount of time. They're learning about how to feed their animals and how to water them and about the shelter that they need, the hair care that their animals need, just like we have to groom ourselves. Animals need grooming too. But it's just it's a daily job. It's daily effort of working with those animals, halter breaking them, and getting them ready for the show ring.
Now, do most of these kids live on a farm, or do they just have access to this livestock like this?
We have a variety of both. We have families who have a long tradition of livestock showing in their families, and then we've also got some who are first-time exhibitors. We always like to support those, even if they don't have a farm, that want to show by offering up some space at a neighboring farm, or I know some of the schools have offered some programs for their students in the past to keep an animal on site at the school and help the exhibitors take care of them. But we're thankful for those who reach out and provide opportunities for kids that don't grow up on a farm.
Now, when you say it's non-competitive, is this age group the time for them to learn how this all works? Is that why it's non-competitive?
Right. And that has a lot to do with the developmental stages of youth and what they're able to handle and understand. Ultimately, we want those 5 to 8-year-olds to have the experience, to get a feel for how things work, just to have that experience in the show ring and start to build up those life skills.
And what do they need to have the goats and the lambs do when they're in the ring?
They need to be controllable. We don't want any wild animals, right? We want the youth to be able to be calm and to show confidence. In the show ring, we want our exhibitors to show that same amount of poise and confidence in the show ring, to know their animal. It should be obvious to the judges, whether they're competitive or not, that the youth has worked with that animal, that they know that animal and are comfortable around it and can present it effectively in the ring.
Now, do the kids get a lot of feedback from the judges after they show their animal?
Yeah. After every class, the judge will speak over the microphone and talk with the individuals and share what they see in the ring, whether that's things that are really good or whether that's things that the exhibitors need to work on to better improve.
And where do you find the judges for the show?
We have a database for judges within the state and in surrounding states. And we just call to see who's available, and that's how we choose them. We like someone who has good experience and who is not specified in just one species. Since we show four different species, we like to have somebody who's got a diverse background and also has some good experience to back up their credentials.
Now, sticking with the PB group, we'll move up here in a little bit, but what have you, in your experience, what has been some of the challenges for the kids handling the goats and the lambs at that age?
At that age, what I've seen is just the kids understanding that it's a daily task, that they're learning that responsibility to take care of the animals themselves with little to no supervision from the parents. I mean, the parents are there, obviously, or guardians, and they're helping them out, but building up the courage to be comfortable with their animal. I think that's the biggest challenge, because some animals are just easier to break than others.
Yeah, I must admit, I've watched a few of these shows, and there's always the one rogue goat or something that just won't behave.
There's one in every crowd.
And what do you do with a goat like that?
We pray that they don't come. I'm just kidding. No, there is one in every crowd, but we have a lot of individuals with experience who are on site and can help rein in those animals and get them back under control. And there have been some unfortunate circumstances where we've had a wild steer for our older groups that is just not cooperative, and we have to put them back on the trailer. So we encourage our exhibitors, please, please, please work with your animals ahead of time. It's for the safety of the exhibitor and the spectator, so that all of our animals are well broken and well behaved. It's just part of the course and part of the lessons that are learned through the livestock world.
Now, moving up to the competitive level, what are the kids at that level competing for?
There are three primary classes that are judged for the older group. There is a showmanship class, there is a market class, and there's a breeding class. In the showmanship class, the judge is looking for, as I've already mentioned, the presentation of the animal, it's more so on the exhibitor and how the exhibitor handles the animal, as well as how the animal looks in the ring. Market class has more emphasis on the quality of the animal. Is it going to be suitable for marketing purposes? And then, of course, breeding. It's pretty self-explanatory on that aspect. You're looking for the soundness of the female animal and how well its genetic line will carry on to be a productive animal in livestock.
So in these different areas, how much influence does an exhibitor have on the breeding stock or the market viability of the animal?
Two primary things come into play there. Our exhibitors have the opportunity to choose their own animals. So it's however much they're willing to invest in an animal, because the higher quality, the higher the price. But they get a chance to choose their animals. And then the second part of that puzzle is that they're also responsible for figuring out what the proper feed ratio for that animal will be to get it to the level that they want it to be for competition.
Okay. Now, I noticed this table full of different color ribbons and different sizes. Can you explain the different categories of ribbons they can win?
Yeah, I wish our listeners could see the table. It looks like a rainbow.
I know it does.
We have class awards. So there's preliminary awards, and those are going to be your standard red, blue, white, pink, green first through sixth or whatever ribbon colors. Those are your preliminary classes. And then if you get a rosette, that usually means that you have placed either first or second in your total overall class. We also have some really cool banners. Again, I wish our listeners could see these.
They are nice, by the way.
They are awesome. So our Grand Champion Showmanship winners and our Grand Champion Market and Breeding winners will each get their respective banners. And they look super cool.
They do. There's this really brightly colored blue pig for the market hog. So what does grand champion mean? Can you explain how that's different from just first, second, third, etc.?
So a first, second, third would be a placing in a preliminary class, but your grand champion or your reserve champion is like the total in that division. So our classes of species are determined based on the weight of the animal. So class one of market lambs might be your lower weight lambs. And then class two might be the next bracket of weights, class three, and so on. The top individuals placing in each of those preliminary classes will go on to what we call the champion drive.
Okay.
And then your champion and reserve are chosen from that final drive.
Okay. I imagine the kids are learning all kinds of skills going through this whole process. What do you think they learn and get out of competing in a livestock show?
I see kids learn a lot of different skills in my line of work. Every atmosphere fosters a different type of skill set. And in my opinion, our youth are learning about the investment that it takes to raise livestock. They're learning the hard work that it takes to put in and day out, and day in and day out in the months leading up to the show. And then they're just learning that resiliency and responsibility and grit that it takes to achieve the goals that they want to achieve.
Can they go on to the older kids go to a higher competition after this one?
This is not a show that qualifies them for other shows. However, we do have a lot of exhibitors that participate in other competitions throughout the state and throughout the country.
Oh, wow. Now, for folks who might want to come watch a show, and I have done so myself, it's really fun to watch the kids, and especially the little ones, come out with their goats and their lambs. And even the big kids handle these enormous steers and cows. Cows and steers?
Heifers and steers.
You know, it's an enjoyable experience. So if somebody wants to come watch, can you give the dates and the times?
Absolutely. Our show is free and open to the public. The show will begin on Friday, April 26th at 4 o'clock p.m. That will start with our showmanship classes of goats, lambs, hogs, and cattle. And something that we're really excited about this year is our first annual adult showmanship class. So if we have some PCYLA alumni out there that want to relive their glory days and come back to the show ring for $20, you can use one of our pre-registered animals and show up right there in the ring to see if you've still got it. If you don't have livestock experience, but you have wanted to see what it would be like to exhibit livestock, this is also your chance. All of the funds from the fundraiser will go back into the pot for next year's show for some awesome awards for our kids and just to keep growing the show to expand the longevity of our livestock program. Saturday at 8, we will start our market and breeding classes. And then for the little ones, they will do their showmanship and market classes Saturday at 11:30. So those are our peewees. Those are our 5 to 8-year-olds, and they'll be showing their goats and lambs at 11:30. We are bringing back for the first time since 2020 our live auction sale. The live auction will take place on Saturday at 7 p.m. If you want to just come out and rack up some bids, we appreciate that. If you would like to purchase an animal, we certainly welcome that. We'll have all 4 species available for sale, and we're looking forward to bringing that piece of our livestock show back.
Okay. Well, Mandy, it's been a real pleasure having you on Pitco Happenings. I hope the show goes well and the kids do well and win lots of ribbons.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be on. One last thing before I go. We have so many sponsors from the county year after year from Pennsylvania and Caswell counties that support us in big, big ways. So I don't have the time to list them all today, but just know that we have a very supportive community for agriculture and for youth, and we're very appreciative of the difference that they make.
All right. Well, thank you, Mandy. Thank you for listening to PITCO Happenings. I hope you learned something informative. If you have a question or want to make a comment, give me a call or send a text to 434-489-8739.